Today's show in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin. We're going to begin 16 lines down from the top with the words Gufa on Nun Zayin with Aleph. We're learning today Le'il Nishmas Ira Beer. He's a member of the Shul Nebuch that passed away from COVID. Son Michael is one of the Gaboyim. We're learning Le'il Nishmas Yitzchak Dov Ben Tzvi Mendel. We're also learning Le'il Nishmas Jules Hoffman, whose yahrzeit is today, Yosef Ben Chaim. And we're also learning La'ilui Nishmas, this is from yesterday, I just got the information today, Milton Solomon. He was also a longtime member of the shul that Nebuch passed away a number of years ago. Moshe Zev, then Mordechai Yaakov. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. So, we pick up the Gemara again, 16 lines down from the top, Nun Zayin Omid Aleph Gufa. We're going to quote what we did yesterday, so we don't need any introduction. Gufa, we learned yesterday in the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Yochanan mei Rav Yoshaya. Rav Yochanan asked Rav Yoshaya the following question. Petzua Daka Kohen. If you have a Petzua Daka who is a Kohen, a person who is not allowed to marry into the Kahal because their crushed testicles make them ineligible to marry a woman from the Kahal. So Petzua Daka Kohen, Shenosa Bas Gerim. So he married a girl who was the child of Gerim. We'll discuss momentarily whether this was the daughter of both parents being Gerim, or only one of the parents being Gerim, or which one of the parents being a Ger. So in this situation, the question that Rabbi Yochanan answered with Rishai was, does this allow the woman to eat truma? This is a Kohen who's a Petzua Daka. Normally a Kohen's wife would be able to eat truma, but here, what is the status of such a relationship? Mahu shiachilena b'truma. When this woman marries him, this Baz Gerim marries this Petzua Daka Kohen, is she allowed to go and eat truma? The Kohen who's a Petzua Daka is certainly allowed to eat truma. The question is, does his wife, when the other normal circumstances, a Kohen's wife can eat truma, since he's a Petzua Daka and she's a Baz Gerim, is this a valid marriage, and is this an allowable marriage, and can she eat truma based upon this marriage? So Rav Hoshaya didn't know the answer. Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi. Rav Hoshaya didn't know the answers, we'll see it from the Gemara, and therefore he didn't tell him. Lusov, subsequently, also Gavra Rabra Achrina, another great individual, another great Rav, we'll see this is Reish Lakish, came to Rav Hoshaya to ask him a question. He asked him a different question, and Rav Hoshaya answered him, Pashatlai. So the question was, who is this other great person? Umanu. So Reish Lakish, this was the great Reish Lakish. Only Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yoshaya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was a grandson of Rabbi, so he asked Rabbi Yoshaya, how come you answered the second great Gavarabba, and yet you didn't answer the first great Gavarabba? So, Otu Rabbi Yochanan, Lav Gavarabbahu, you stopped your learning to answer Reish Lakish's question. Why didn't you stop your learning? Why didn't you give an answer to Rabbi Yochanan? They're both great individuals. So Rabbi Yoshaya said, I'm a lad. I didn't know the answer to the first question. The Kaboy Minai Milsa, the one that asked me the question, Rabbi Yochanan, that he wanted an answer for me, the Let's Lay Pisri. I did not have an answer for him. As Rashi says, She'ein Ani, the Bach is the word Ani, She'ein Ani Yodeya Le Parsha. I didn't know how to go and answer. Now, Rashi in the next Rashi, the Ramas Laman, says, Hashasu de Koboilo. This is now going to be the end of the conversation that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya had with Rav Hoshaya, and now the Gemara itself, the Shas, is going to try to figure out what the answer should be. This is not a continuation of Rabbi Hoshaya's conversation. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Luman. The Gemara now asks, who was Rabbi Yochanan asking this question of Rabbi Hoshaya? Can a Baz Gerim marry a Psue Daka Kohen? If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have a problem. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yossi, you're going to have a problem. What are the shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, and Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara explains as follows. Eli Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to tell me according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in a moment, Bein Biktur Shosei Koi, whether this Kohen, this Psui Daka, still retains his status of being a Kohen, Bein Lav Biktur Shosei Koi, whether he doesn't fully retain the status of being a Kohen, nevertheless, Lo Ochlo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this Bas Gerim, who marries this Kohen Petzua Daka, would not be allowed to eat truma. Why? Even if this Kohen Petzua Daka retains his status of being a Kohen, nevertheless she can't eat. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda himself, to Amamar, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, says that Bas Ger Zohar, if you have a man who converted, a guy converted to become a Yid, he marries a Jewish lady, so this is Bas, and they have a daughter, this is a Bas Ger Zohar. She is the daughter of a Ger, whose husband, the father, is a Ger, but the mother was a Bas Yisrael. Even such a person, Rabbi Yehuda says, kibas cholo zocher, has the halachic status as if she was the daughter of a cholo. A cholo, let's say, be the product of a grusha and a kohen. So any child born from that product is a cholo. So the men that are born from that are in kohanim. They are regular Yisrael in terms of their aliyah, in terms of their kadima, in terms of eating truma, etc. So the male child of a inappropriate relationship between a kohen and a grusha, an isa relationship between a kohen and a grusha, so he's a cholo. The bas of such a relationship is also forbidden to go and marry a kohen, according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one that said that the bas of a ger zocher has the same halachic status as the bas of a cholo zocher. So if the father is a cholo or the father was a ger, that daughter is prohibited to marry a kohen. And therefore, the woman is not allowed to marry him. It's an issa relationship, so she certainly can't eat truma. And even if you want to say ilabik dushal se koi, and even if you want to say that this kohen psuidaka doesn't have the full status of a kohen and therefore could marry such a person, so nevertheless, still lo ochla. Even in this situation, ilabik dushal se koi lo ochla, she still wouldn't be allowed to eat. Why? Because do amrinon kahal gerim ikre kal. Because this opinion that Rabbi Yehuda holds like is that the gerim are considered kahal, and therefore this psuedaka kohen is not allowed to marry kahal. So if he married somebody else that he was allowed to marry, that person could in fact eat truma. But since he's not allowed to marry this bas gerim because she's considered kahal, and the psuedaka lo yovo kahal, so therefore in that situation also you wouldn't be allowed to eat the truma for this bas gerim. So mimanushach, if Rabbi Yochanan was asking Rabbi Hoshaya, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Tzuidaka Kohen, Shinosa Bas Gerim, is Mahu Shiachilena B'Truma? So the answer would be no, regardless of whether you say he retains his status of B'Kedushase or he doesn't stay in his status of B'Kedushase, because of the reasons we just mentioned, this woman would not be allowed to eat Truma. Okay, so let's ask the question according to Rav Yossi. Vila Rav Yossi, if this question was being asked by Rav Yochanan and Rav Yosha from Rav Yossi's point of view, so then, again, Bein B'Kedushase Koi, Bein Lav B'Kedushase Koi, Ochla. Here, in this situation, regardless of whether you say that the Kohen Psuidaka is a Kohen in this regard or is not a Kohen in this regard, still the woman can eat it in either situation. Why is that? Because B'Kedushase Koi, Ochla, if you're going to say that this Kohen Psuidaka does retain the status of being a Kohen, so he is allowing this Bas Gerim to go and eat Truma, because Da Omar, because he holds, Rav Yossi holds, Av Ger Shenoso Gioris, even when you have both parents being Gerim, the father and the mother, the Ger, Noso Gioris, father and mother, both Gerim, their daughter Bito Ksheri Lakuna. Certainly if only one of them is a Gerim, the other one is a Yisrael. But here, even if both of them are Gerim, he says, there's nothing wrong. That's a perfectly good Yiddish Medela who can marry a Kohen. There is no psul over here to marry a Kohen. So if the Tzuedaka Kohen retains the status of being a Kohen, so of course he can be Machaler, because she's a perfectly valid marriage. And even if you want to say ilab b'kedushase koi, and even if you want to say that this kohen b'suridaka doesn't have the status of a kohen, nevertheless, ochla, this bas gerim could still go and eat truma. Why is that? Because the amar kal gerim lo ikre kal. Because according to this opinion, the fact that she is a bas gerim, so they are not considered kahal in this regard, and therefore the psuidaka is allowed to marry her. So again, mimanoshach, according to Rav Yossi, whether you say that he fully retains the status of kohen or he doesn't, she would be allowed to eat truma. So who was Rav Yochanan asking the question? This bas gerim that marries the psuidaka, is she or is she not allowed to eat truma? Rav Yehuda would say no, and Rav Yossi would say yes. So what was his question? So therefore, the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan was asking the question of Rav Hoshaya from the following third Tanoic opinion that we introduce now. Elo Aliba Dehai Tana Ditnan. We learned it. The question is raised from this Mishnah that is brought down in Bikurim, where we have a third opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And what does it say in this Mishnah in Bikurim? It tells us Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Isha Bas Gerim, a woman who comes from Gerim. Now here, he will qualify what does it mean Bas Gerim in the following way. So he says that this woman who's Bas Gerim, Lo Sinasi Lakuna, is not allowed to go and marry a Kohen, unless Achete Ima Mi Yisrael. So if her mother is Jewish, then even though the father was a convert, that allows her to go and marry a Kohen. And this was the question that Rabbi Yochanan was asking. V'hochi koma boyale. Do we say that Kashrus Mitosva Ba, as Rashi says in Dibur HaMaskel, kashrus itosuva, towards the bottom of the page, he says, what does this mean? Uru'uya l'kuhuna. She is permitted to go and marry a Kohen when her mother was Jewish, even though her father was a ger. Uru'uya l'kuhuna. And therefore, she is allowed to go and marry a Kohen. But, however, in this situation, lav kiddusha li'akuriya kal. But she doesn't have the status of being kahal. And therefore, umuteris l'betzua daka. And therefore, she's permitted to the Tzuadaka Kohen, and she eats Truma Mimonushach. The E, Nami Bikdusha Sukoi, if he retains the status of being a full Kohen, Harezu Muterislo, she is allowed to marry him, because she is not part of the Kahal, and a Tzuadaka is allowed to marry a Jewish woman who's not part of the Kahal. Or Mishum Tzuadaka, Lo Mitzar Bo, the Holo Ikre Kahal. So therefore, if he is still considered a Kohen, so then she's allowed to go and marry him and eat Truma because of this Kashrus Mitosaba, albeit Kedusha of being Kahal is not added on. On the other hand, Old Dilma, maybe the Gemara says, Kedusha Mitosaba, she is considered Kahal, and therefore would not be allowed to marry a Psuadaka, and therefore in that situation it would be an illicit marriage below Akhla, and she wouldn't be allowed to go and eat Truma. So this is the question that Rav Yochanan was asking from Rishaya. It's only according to the Tana, Relezon Yaakov, who says that the Bas Gerim, if the father is a Ger, but the mother is Jewish, that's under that scenario, that's where the question arises. Shemur says, let's answer the question from the following Braisa, Toshma. The Braisa says, Yosef Rabbi Acha Bar Chinina Midoromo, when the Talmud Chacham Rabbi Acha Bar Chinina came up from the Dorum of Eretz Yisrael, also of Isi Masnisa Biyodeh, he brought the following Braisa with him. It says, Minayin Lipsuedaka Kohen. How do we know that a Psuedaka Kohen, Shinosa Bas Gerim, that married this Bas Gerim, Shemachila Betruma, that is making the woman allowed to eat truma, because of the pasuk that says shenemar the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo the gomer, and the gomer over here is the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo v'yilid beso heim yochlu bilachmo. So yochal bo over here means that she is allowed to go and eat of it. The kinyan kaspo, which would include in this situation the bas gerim wife, would be allowed to go and eat truma. Rashi, Dibra Maskul, less Rashi on the Daf, Rav Yossi, says, Lo itzrich nefesh yisera. The word in this pasuk, v'kohen ki yikne nefesh, that's the next word. It could have just said, v'kohen ki yikne kinyan kaspo. So the word nefesh is yisera, it's extra. And therefore, that's why it teaches us that she is allowed to eat as well. So Gemara says, who is this Brisa coming to support? In other words, why was this Brisa said? Laman. If you're going to tell me Lema L'Rav Yehuda, it can't be, because he says no matter what, she can't eat. So it can't be, this Brisa can't be in support of what Rav Yehuda said. He disagrees with this Brisa. And again, Vila Rav Yossi, again, if it's according to Rav Yossi, so he says that she can eat no matter what. Lama likra. Why do we need a special pasuk? He already said, whether he retains or doesn't retain his status of being this Kohen, this Psuadaka Kohen, does he have the status of a full Kohen or not? Achla. Nevertheless, he said, in this situation, we said, he allows her to eat. So therefore, who is this Brisa coming to support? Oh, it's this third Shita, Elalav, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Wasn't the coming to be support this Shita of Rav Elezer ben Yaakov? And it clearly says, Ushma Mina, you see from here, that she is allowed to marry him, Kashrus Itosu Ba V'Ochla, but Kedusha is not. So therefore, he is allowed to marry her. He's still considered a Kohen, that he could be Machal or Truma through this Pasuk, but she is not considered part of the Kahal, and therefore there's no problem with the Psuidaka Kohen marrying her. Oh, Shema Mina. You're right. There we've answered, we're able to find an answer to Rav Yochanan's question that he had asked originally to Rav Hoshaya from this Brisa that we just brought down to say what the answer would be. According to Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, yes, the Psuidaka Kohen could give allowance to his wife, his Bas Gerim, meaning her father was a Ger and her mother was a Yisraelis, so therefore she is allowed to go and marry this Kohen Psuidaka and eat Truma. Shema Mina. This is a good rite. Not anymore, it says it, but we have a new Shaila. We turn to the Yom HaBeis in a moment. Rav Amar, we turn to Nun Zayin Yom HaBeis. Rav says, Yesh Chupa Lipsulos, Ushmuel Amar, Ein Chupa Lipsulos. What are we talking about over here? This Machlokas in Rav and Shmuel is, as the top Rashi tells us, for example, a Kohen Gadol, Shehichnis Amona Bas Kohen L'Chupa. So a Kohen Gadol, who's only allowed to marry Bsula Me'amav, Yikach Isha, But he marries an almana. He's the only one in the world that's not allowed to marry an almana. So the Kohen Gadol marries an almana. But it wasn't just a regular almana, it was an almana who herself was a Bas Kohen. And she didn't have children from her first husband, and therefore she was returning to Beis Aviyah and allowed to eat truma. And now, as an almana, she's not allowed to marry this Kohen Gadol. So in this situation, when they had chuppah, Rashi says there was only chuppah, v'lo bala, he didn't yet consummate the marriage, and there was no kiddushin, umeikara nami lo kitsha. So the question that we're asking here is a woman who just had the nisuin without having erusin beforehand and without consummating it, the marriage, what is her status in this situation? So afilu hachi pasla mitruma deveinasha dechupa kichnisas biila damya. So Rav says yesh chupa lipsulos, and therefore in this situation, even though the marriage hadn't been consummated yet, and there hadn't technically yet been that iser to be mischaleles, this woman, to prevent her from eating from Bein Asha, from her father's house, nevertheless, Rav holds that the chup itself is the equivalent of Be'ilah, as if they had consummated the marriage, and therefore, this woman is prohibited from returning to her father's house and eating truma. She certainly can't eat truma for the Kohen Gadol. It's an iser marriage. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry the Amona. He certainly isn't giving her the right to eat truma, but the question was, she was a Bas Kohen, who was Bevei Saviyah, and allowed to go and eat truma. She was an Amona from whoever it was, a Yisrael, let's say, but didn't have children, so she's allowed to return Levei Nasha and eat truma. But here, Rav says, just by the fact that she had chuppah, even though there was no kiddusha, and even though it wasn't consummated, it's kebi'ilo damya, and therefore this woman is not allowed to go and continue to eat truma of Beis Nasha. Certainly can't eat truma from the Kohen Gadol's perspective. Now, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, ain chuppah lepsulos. He says, no, this being in the chuppah without consummating the marriage did not transgress any issa that would prohibit her when the divorce comes through to going back to Bein Nasha and eating truma from her father's house. So that's the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says further, Omar Shmuel, umoduli Abba. Abba is the name that Shmuel gave, either a title of respect, father, or that he was on a first-name basis with Rav. They were colleagues, they were Talmidei Chachamim, colleagues, and therefore it was appropriate for one to call the other by the first name. So Abba was Rav's first name. You sometimes have Rav Abba in the Yerushalmi, so that's sometimes a reference to Rav. So in any event, Shmuel says, Rav, you agree with me, umoduli Abba, Rav would agree with me in the following case. Bitinokes, a young girl, pechusa mibashlosh shanim v'yom echad, who is under the age of 3 years old in one day. Now, this is a very important in the life of a girl, just like 9 years old in one day is very important in the life of a boy. That is when halachically their relations that they would have with somebody are considered halachically relations. Less than 3 years and one day, if you were to have relations with a girl, and again, we're not talking here, Rachmana Litzlan, in any way suggesting that that's appropriate, at least certainly not in our days. In those days, people matured at different rates. We know that Rivka was brought to Yaakov, she was 3 years old. Rachel and Leah, the Medrash tells us, were 5 years old. Again, different maturing, different situations. Certainly nowadays, nobody would suggest in any way that a three-year-old girl is an appropriate candidate to get married and have relations. So we're not talking here from our perspective. We're talking here from a pure halachic perspective, that the act of bia on a girl that's less than 3 years old and one day is not halachically considered like bia. It's considered like being poked in the eye. That's the expression that the Gemara uses. And therefore, that has ramifications in terms of whether we consider an act of bia to have taken place from a halachic point of view. So, for example, Shmuel says that Rav Abba would admit the following. He says, Hoel, the Ein Law Bia, since if somebody were to have relations with this girl who's less than 3 years and one day old, so in this situation, it's not considered Bia, and therefore, Ein Law Chuppah, she likewise cannot have Chuppah. Even if there was Chuppah, it wouldn't be Kibia Damya. Rav holds it is Kibia Damya, but even Rav, Shmuel says, would agree that that's only if a girl is more than 3 years and one day old. And Omar Rava says, we have a Mishnah from Nida that supports this. Af anan nami tnina, the following Mishnah Nida. Bas shaloshon yom echad, when a girl reaches the age of 3 years and one day old, so her bia is considered bia, so therefore, if somebody were to marry her via bia, miskadeshes bia, she would in fact be married, halachically married via this bia. If she was under 3 years old, and one day and somebody had relations with her, they would not be considered marriage if it was done l'shem kiddushin. So we know isha niknis bekasef shtar ubiya, but we already learned previously rova mangid if you did this. But the bottom line is the kiddushin go in fact and take effect. So while rova would give lashes, he would be mangid for this. But nevertheless, the kiddushin would take effect. So a girl who is at least 3 years and one day old, if she was miskadeshes bebiya inappropriately for numerous reasons, so nevertheless the biya would make her a married woman. And if this was a situation where Reuven had died, his brother Shimon does Yibum with this 3 years old and one day older wife, it could be 30 years old, but we're talking here about she's at least 3 years and one day, so then the biya takes effect, kinah, and Shimon would be halachically married to this woman, the widow of Reuven, as long as she was older than 3 years and one day when he did the Yibum with her. And Rachmona Litzlan, if this woman was assaulted by somebody or voluntarily had relations with somebody else, the chayavin olam mishum eishes ish. So if she was married, she's older than 3 years and one day, and somebody has relations to her voluntarily or assaulting her, so that other person would be chayav because eishes ish. Of course, she would not be chayavis mishum eishes ish because she's a ketana. So she wouldn't be punished. But the person who had relations with her, assuming they were a gadol, would in fact have had relations with an eishes ish. It would be chayav for adultery. Likewise, umetamo es bo alo, if she was a nida, so if you have relations with a woman who is a nida, you become tame, just like the nida, almost. And umetamo es bala, the tame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. A nida, if she's lying on a bed, or she's lying on 10 beds, one on top of the other, 10 sheets, so every one of those sheets becomes an al hatuma. A nida makes anything that she lies or leans upon, or is supported by, or sits on, etc. So this turns into a medrash, this becomes an avatuma. So when she has relations with a man as an ida, so that man becomes like an ida. He requires zayin yamim, he has 7 days of tumah, and in addition, while he doesn't make anything he sits on into an avatuma, anything that he touches directly or sits on becomes a rishon. So that's what it means, that umetama as bala, she gives tumah to the one who has relations with her as an ida, that he himself becomes Tomei as a Nida, but anything he touches it becomes a Rishon. That's what it means, the Tomei Mishkov Tachton Ke'elyon, that whatever is underneath him is like whatever is on top of him, meaning it becomes a Rishon. Not like with the Nida, that everything is an Avatuma, even if she's sitting on 10 sheets, so even the bottom sheet becomes an Avatuma Medrash and not a Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, etc., like the normal way it would be with Tuma when you touch one thing to another thing to another thing. And here, the man would be a slightly less strict level of tumah. He doesn't turn everything into an avatumah, but he would turn whatever he touches or wears into a rishon. Mishnah continues and says, if in fact this 3 years and one day old girl or older married a kohen, nisus l'kohen, so then this is a full-fledged marriage, and ocheles betrumah. So if she had nisuin with the kohen and bia with the kohen, so then she becomes a full-fledged wife of the kohen and is allowed to eat trumah. And bo alecha echad mikol absulim and nebuch, if any person that she was, if she was a Kohen's daughter, she was psula to have relations with as a Kohen's daughter. As Rashi says, could go cholol nisin umamzer or almona lekohen gadol. In any of these situations where she's prohibited to have relations with such a person, so then psula, she would in fact then not be allowed to any longer eat truma beveis aviha. So in all of these situations, Rava says this Mishnah teaches us that above the age of 3 years old and 1 day, this woman's bia is considered a full-fledged bia. And therefore, bas shalosh shanim v'yom echad, if she was 3 years old and 1 day, who demifsala b'via? It's only such a girl that becomes posel from bia. And mifsala b'chuppa, since she halachically does have the capability of having bia, so then she halachically also has the capability of being mifsala b'chuppa. Implication being, that below 3 years and 1 day, she's not considered halachically as having had bia, even though physically she may have had bia, and therefore that won't be considered lomifsala bevia, so then also lomifsala nami bechuppah. So therefore you see that chuppah doesn't exist for such a woman as well. This is exactly the proof that Rava is bringing from this Mishnah in Nida to Shmuel's statement that Abba is modeli, if it's under 3 years and 1 day, that there is no chuppah lipsulos. So the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel is only if it's older than 3 years old in one day, but if it's younger than 3 years in one day, so then both would agree, ein chuppah lipsulos. The chuppah wouldn't make them into a psula. Shmamina, this is a good proof, the Gemara says. Now the Gemara tells us there's a third opinion. It's not only Rav and Shmuel, you have a third opinion. Amar Rav Yochomer, yesh chuppah lipsulos. This question of is there or is there not chuppah lipsulos, which we just said, Rav says yes, and Shmuel says no, is according to Rami Bachama, a machlokes tanoyim. Banu le machlokes, Reb Meir, our Mishnah. The opinion of the Tanakhama and our Mishnah, Reb Meir, as to whether a Kohen who had the first stage of marriage, he was just having Kiddushin with a woman that he wasn't allowed to, for example, a Grusha, but he didn't consummate the marriage yet, so no Isser yet was done. So Reb Meir, it said, nevertheless, that Kohen disqualifies his wife from eating Truma. Whereas Rabbi Eleazar, Rabbi Shimon said, no, it doesn't disqualify the wife from eating truma. And the Gemara says, and we turn to Nuchesim and Aleph. Le Rabbi Meir, according to the opinion of Meir, the Amar Kiddushin Pasle, that just having Kiddushin would not allow this woman at this point in time to eat truma anymore. This just Kiddushin, even without consummating the marriage, makes her into a psula for truma. So then, according to this opinion of a mayor, he wants to suggest that chuppah, if she just had chuppah, again, without consummating the marriage, that would be the equivalent, nami posla, would also not allow her to go and eat truma. But, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Dami Kedushin, lo pasli, they say in this situation, the Kedushin, she hasn't yet had done an aveira, the Kedushin is not allowed, but the Kedushin Achal, she hasn't yet done an aveira yet, hasn't consummated the marriage, so she still retains the right to eat truma, so then chuppah nami, lo pasul. So the act of chuppah without actually consummating the marriage would also not make her no longer eligible to eat truma from Bei Nasha. Nadigmar says, umimai, who says that Rami Bar Chama is correct in aligning the Shitas, Rav Meir, with Yesh Chuppah, and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, with Ein chuppah lipsulos. Umimai. Maybe, in fact, Dilma adkan lo kama Reb Meir hasam. Reb Meir said in the Mishnah that the woman is no longer allowed to eat truma, ela b'kiddushin dekanei lo, because the kiddushin worked in that situation. She's the wife of this kohen, albeit it's a not allowed marriage, but the kiddushin achal. It's only allowed, and therefore the kiddushin achal, according to everybody except the opinions that we had of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, this was a woman who is married and is going to be eligible, so to say, for bia with a prohibited relationship, and that's what renders her no longer capable of eating truma. As opposed to avo chuppah, the lo konala, chuppah is different. Chuppah without a kiddushin beforehand and without consummating the marriage with bia, so then that's nothing. So that's less than kiddushin. And therefore, lo, maybe Rav Meir would say in that situation that she still is eligible to eat truma. So who says that you align Rav Meir with the shita of yesh chuppah lipsulos? Alternatively, inami, adkan lo kami Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Awesome. That Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah that a woman is still allowed to eat truma, ela b'kdushim delo kriva lebiya, because you are several steps away from consummating the marriage. You still need to do the chuppah, and then you need to consummate the marriage. So therefore, it's not karov lebiya. It's not yet going to apostle her, because it's not karov lebiya. But chuppah, avo chuppah, the kriva lebiya, there's nothing holding them back once they have chuppah from having relations. So then, hochanami the apostle, maybe Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon would say, yes, in that situation, she's no longer able to eat truma, because it's karov lebiya. So, who says Rami Bachama was correct in aligning these two shitos? And therefore, the Gemara says, Elo iika lemeimar bepluksot ani tanoi. But if there is going to be a machlokis over here, tanoim, this is what it would be based upon. The Tanya. We learn in the following brisa. Nisu zo v'zo. What does that mean if either of these two, zo or zo, had undergone nisuin with the Kohen, without having Kiddushin beforehand, and without yet consummating the marriage? So what does this zo v'zo mean? So the Gemara says, kisheros upsulos. If the Kohen had, the suin, had a full-fledged marriage with chuppah and consummated the marriage with these women, that were either kisheros to him or psulos to him, oh, that he just had the chuppah, oh, shenichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nevelu. They had chuppah, but they hadn't yet consummated the marriage. In this situation, the Tana of the Brisa says, Ochlos Mishalo, they are able to go and eat from his estate, from his finances, V'ochlos b'truma, and they're allowed to go and eat truma. Now, one of our questions is, it makes no sense. It says, nichnesu, they had chuppah, but didn't yet have relations. Nichnesu chuppah v'lo nivalu. Michlal, the nisu, that implies that the first part, as I translated it, was nisu mamish, that they had chuppah, and they also had consummated the marriage. How can it possibly be that a kohen has a marriage with a woman who's psula to him, that she would be allowed to eat truma? So there's no way to understand the braisa the way we just brought it down. Ella, it must be lav, kigon shenichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu. So the first part must be also that they went into the chuppah, but they did not yet consummate the marriage. And the way you have to read the braisa is that the second part is really an explanation of the first part. And you'd read the braisa in the following way. Nisu zuvazu, this kohen had chuppah with a ksheros or psulos, with women he was eligible to marry or women he was not eligible to marry. And that means, she nichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu. So it's an explanation, the second part of the first part. Now, back to the braisa, uktani. How does this braisa paskin? It said, ochlos mishalo, the ochlos b'truma. The braisa said to Farish that they are allowed to eat from his property, from his finances, from his estate, and furthermore, they're allowed to eat truma. Clearly, this Tana holds that ain chuppah lipsulos. It doesn't ruin it for you. And therefore, the fact that they haven't yet consummated the marriage doesn't ruin these women from eating truma. The Mepharshim point out here that there was kiddushin as well, because otherwise she wouldn't be entitled to eat from his estate. V'ochlos mishalo. So here we're talking about a regular full marriage that just wasn't yet consummated, and even though he married a psula, she can still eat truma. So this goes exactly like the opinion that says ein chuppah lipsulos. This is the opinion of the Tana Kama. We've already gone pretty far down onto the daf, so I'll stop over here. We'll pick this up. We'll remind ourselves of the Tana Kama's opinion tomorrow. Clearly, that's Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. And now, we'll have another opinion tomorrow, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who will disagree with that. So, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick this up. This concludes today's shiur.